Hey, what's going on, my guys? It is the next week of Unwanted, going into chapter two, and I'm very excited. Before we go into this week's episode and this week's chapter, I want to say thank you all to everyone that wished me happy birthday on this past weekend, the weekend of March 13th through the 15th. Thank you all for the love tokens, for the love gifts. Your efforts do not go unnoticed and your love does not go unnoticed. And I want to say this publicly, thank you. Even to my local family, thank you. And I'm thankful to God and the ancestors for allowing me to see another birthday, even with the coronavirus outbreak. And I got to say this, coronavirus. Okay, I'm done. I had to get that out. But nevertheless, I'm grateful and I'm thankful, and seeing several of my friends celebrating birthdays as well. Even with the coronavirus situation, I am just grateful and I'm happy right now. Even though certain things didn't turn out the way I wanted them to, it still turned out better, and I'm just grateful. And I'm also celebrating because the Clark Sisters released their new album, The Return, at midnight on Friday the 13th. And, you know, a lot of people have the superstition with Friday the 13th. I don't anymore. It's another day that I'm blessed to be on this earth, okay? But they released their new album featuring a hit single, Victory, singing, "We declare victory, victory of your life." I know I just blotched that up, but it's victory in your life. But nevertheless, I am so grateful because I have been playing that album all week long. And that was the perfect birthday, not to mention a cover that I did of their song that's on my IG, the Yannick T Music IG, of me singing He Can, which is track number 5. The Instagram accounts of the Clark Sisters and Karen Clark, she reposted that. So I'm celebrating. And just to see how I've come so far as an artist. I do also have new videos up on YouTube. All of my links are in the comment section in my show notes. So y'all, please check that out. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/ Yannick S. Taylor. And I have some great things for you all, some great covers, some conversations that need to be had. So hop on over to my YouTube. Don't forget, constantly check the Ko-Fi and Patreon pages. Very soon, I'm going to be posting more content to those pages to bless you all. And reach out to me via email, btransbpodcast@gmail.com. Without further ado, Unwanted Chapter 2. In this chapter, you're going to hear how AJ and Topaz met. Going to see how their relationship flourished. So let's jump into it. I love you. Unwanted Chapter 2. Music 80s Video Game Death by Sir Cubsworth. Get out the shower, still feeling heavy, and I was waiting for my crew to arrive. My mind began to go over that very first date 9 months ago with AJ. It's something that I can never forget. It's Friday night, and I arrive at JoJo's a little bit early. I decided to wear my white bodycon dress with the gold cuff and gold shoes to match. I put my hair up in a nice little bun since I knew that I was going to be singing one of my originals. And of course, upon seeing my crew, I said, "Hey bitches, what's going on?"
"So fast, don't pay me like that girl, okay? You know what I'm saying? Denzel, you know I love you, D."
"So girl, are you gonna do it tonight?"
"Yes, girl, I am going to sing Rewind. Girl, I know you better sing it."
I look at Tennille, And she had put her dress up in an updo as well. Tenille, we're matching, girl. Honey, you know you my sister. Now, Sharla, she was kind of studdish, but she still had a little bit of femininity to her. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You have to do you, girl. But tonight is the night that we see this Mr. AJ. Okay, girl. Now, when he walks in, we're going to have a table up front. Where are y'all sitting? We're sitting two tables behind y'all. Okay. So, I'm going to introduce him to you all when he gets here, okay? Because this is date night. We're going to plan it like we just happen to run into each other, okay?
Girl, you know how we roll. Okay, girl.
Denzel, you done smoked a J.
Girl, you know I had to get lit before I walked up in here, honey.
Yo, high ass. Get on my damn nerves. Shut up, girl. Uh-oh. Here he comes, girl. I see him. I see him. Who, girl? Who? AJ. Here he comes now.
Yo, what's up, Topaz? How you doing, yo?
Hey, AJ. How are you?
I'm good.
AJ, these are my friends. They just showed up not too long after you. Not too long before you, rather. I'm sorry. I'm excited about tonight, I guess. This is my good girlfriend, Tenille.
Hi, Charlotte, there. I'm Charmed.
My friend, Denzel.
Yo, I'm Charmed. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you
as
well.
How are you?
We're good.
I could tell that they were scoping him out from the jump. They were trying to figure out what his deal was, who he was, and where the hell he came from. Needless to say, I was enamored by him. And I can tell they were wondering how I managed to pick up such fine specimen, fine piece of a man, darling. But I guess it was all in a day's work. So, AJ, you're here for the open mic night? Are you performing?
No, I'm not performing tonight.
Oh, wow. You look like the poetic type.
No, I am not musically inclined. I don't do music. I don't do any of that. But I understand that Lady Topaz here is quite the talented person. Well, she is. That's my sister. And she's very talented.
Denzel said. And I looked at him. Denzel. Child, lay off the alcohol. And I shot him the sharp look.
I'm good, Topaz. I'm good, girl. You know I'm looking out for you.
And AJ just laughed. AJ looked at me and said,
shall we take our seats? I'm anxious to get to know you a little bit better, Topaz.
I'd like to know you as well. Well, you all have a great night and enjoy the open mic night. And girl, you better show out, Charlotte says to me.
Girl, I'm ready for Rewind. I can't wait for this single to come out.
Me either, because girl, you are a fucking powerhouse. My crew was boosting me up in front of AJ and I did not know what to do.
I see your friends really love you. They look out for you.
Well, AJ, being a trans woman, it's good to have a support system that looks out for you. You know, my last relationship didn't turn out so well.
I understand. Do you mind if I ask what happened?
He says, as we sit down and look at the menu to order drinks. Well, let's just say he cheated on me with half of the town.
Wow, that's a low blow. I would never do that to you.
I know. But I've got to get to know you first. Like Stephanie Mills says, you put in a rush on me. But I like to know you better. Maybe next time.
Oh, I see that you're an old soul as well. I like that.
Oh, I said, so you're familiar with Stephanie Mills?
Oh, yes. My mom and dad play her in the house all the time. Especially when I come over and visit. I grew up listening to her music. Shoot. They tried to get me to sing. And I quickly realized that it wasn't for me.
Well, I'm sure that you're great at whatever you decide to do.
Well, my specialty is delivering packages, as you saw. And I love customizing cars and refurbishing vehicles and stuff.
Ooh. So, I guess you drove something nice tonight.
I did. I just recently refurbished my Porsche that I bought. I mean, granted, I bought it brand new, but I customized it myself.
Oh, a master of the trade, I guess.
Yes, I guess you can say that. So, I understand that you're premiering a new song tonight.
I am. It's called Rewind. I am nervous as all get-go.
Well, I'm going to make sure that you do well. You look like a lady that takes a challenge and conquers it once and for all.
The rest of the night was awesome. Even as I mounted the stage to sing my song Rewind, AJ smiled at me and gave me encouragement and hollered out,
"Yeah, sing, Topaz, sing."
As I was singing, who knew that this would turn out to be a long-lived bliss? Fast forward 8 months later from the day that we met. And this is right before that ninth month. Right before the ninth month.
Topaz, you know what?
What is that, AJ?
I love you.
I love you too.
And you know what? You are a beautiful woman to me.
Thank you.
You know, people tend to deem trans women as confused individuals, but you're not confused. You are confident and strong in who you are, and I admire that.
Thank you, AJ.
And you know, my parents love you as well.
I was actually surprised. Your mom is so awesome. And I love the fact that your parents are very accepting of you dating someone who's transgender.
Yes, it hasn't always been that way. You know, when they figured out that I was of the queer aspect, they had issues with that.
Well, there's nothing queer about you. You love who you love. And you're a human being.
Well, that comes from my religious background.
Mine too. I haven't talked to my parents in over 10 years since I transitioned. And I'm in my late 20s now, so you can imagine.
I understand.
But I do have one aunt that took me in.
That was the aunt that we went to see a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. My parents, they disowned me and told me not to come around again. And of course, my aunt and a couple of my uncles gave them hell about it because I'm their only child.
I know.
But I forgive them and I moved on. I was prepared for what was going to happen. Who knows, maybe one day they'll reach out to me. And I'm hoping and praying that it's not a tragedy, but they really want to rekindle the flame.
Well, Topaz, don't let the past dictate your future. They love you still.
Thank you. Thank you, AJ. So, what's on the menu for tonight?
Well, I made a nice baked ziti. I have red wine. And I have your favorite.
Ooh, cheesecake with strawberry garnish?
Exactly. I know my lady.
Oh, you did not have to do that for me.
Anything for the woman I love.
And there you have it, folks. A long, long bonded relationship. But it was something about that ninth month. Something tragic. Something different. Something unique. I can't put it into words now, but things begin to change. Finally, the crew had arrived. I opened up the door. I had put on some yoga pants and a nice long sleeve shirt with the ankh on it, of course. And I had my head wrapped up like an African goddess. Girl, you all right? Charlotte says, concerned as Denzel and Tennille make their way into my kitchen. I'm good, girl.
Damn, girl. How much wine did you drink last night?
Denzel, now is not the time, I say, as I begin to walk in the kitchen behind them. Girl, you know, I can't believe this. How dare he? Tennille says. Girl, it's alright. I'm okay. Now let's get this brunch started, okay? I don't want to think about AJ. Well, girl, today, it's all about you. We sat around and watched the Lifetime movies, and watched some horror movies, even watched some comedies. But they made sure that I didn't watch any rom-coms or anything dealing with couples. They really wanted me to laugh. Hell, we even enacted our favorite scene from The Wiz. You've got to be seen. Green. Wouldn't be caught dead. Red. Who would have ever thought this would happen to me, but it did. And in the middle of the golden gold, I broke down and started crying. And they all run to me. Girl, what's going on? You know, I tried to be the best woman to him. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? What did he say, girl? What did he say, Topaz? He told me that he couldn't date a trans woman such as myself. I don't understand it. What did I do?
Well, honey,
I just checked my phone just now and you need to see this. What the fuck, Denzel? How dare you? No, look. Let me see, I say, prying through the crowd. This motherfucker. Denzel, is he trying to get with you? Have you been seeing my boyfriend behind my back? Well, not my ex-boyfriend. Girl, you know I would never do no shit like that to you. You my girl. I'm sorry, it's just so much right now. Look, read the message, Topaz. Hey, what's up? I know you're friends with Topaz, but I'm really feeling you, you know what I'm saying? Let's get together. You got me fucked up. I would never, ever do anything with you. You see, it's one thing to mess with a friend of a Virgo, but it's one thing when you mess with the heart of a friend of a Virgo that happens to be a Pisces. You might want to skedaddle, because you don't want to smoke, my friend. Oh, and I see that he blocked you. He sure did. You my sister, girl. I would never do no treacherous stuff like that to you. Well, he really lets me know how he feels about me. I feel so unwanted right now. So unwanted. Girl, don't let that man get you down. You are wanted. You are loved. You're right, girl. I am wanted and I am loved. The song that you hear in this scene is Unwanted by yours truly. Get it now on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you stream or download your music. Support a girl. All right. Love you.